Hello, lovely people. You're all welcome to today's episode, and I'm your regular host, Gabriel. So last week, we talked about depression in teenagers, and today on the show, we have a very special guest all the way from South Africa, and he goes by the name Kefilo Selu. So Kefilo survived a major depression in his life when he started college, but now he's in his final year at the University of Johannesburg. He's an aspiring private chef, blogger, and he has his own podcast. I had a little chat with him earlier on today, so I want you guys to sit back, relax, and enjoy the conversation, and I'll see you guys after that.
Hello, Kefilo.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Good, and you?
How are you doing today?
I'm good, thanks.
Okay. I hope everything is well.
Yeah, everything is well. I hope everything is well that side also.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for joining me today.
No, it's my pleasure.
Okay, so please, can you introduce yourself to the listeners so that they may get to know you more?
Okay. So, hi guys. My name is Kefilwe Prince Selo. I'm from South Africa. I'm a final year student at the University of Johannesburg, which is located in South Africa. I'm a homosexual man. I was diagnosed with depression, I think in 2019, but I think it started a long time ago, but I was properly diagnosed in 2019. I have a blog. I have a podcast. So that's me in a nutshell.
Okay, thanks so much. So, what was it like? How did you know you were depressed?
I could say I kind of noticed when I was around people. So, during school, since I noticed when I was in my first year or second year. Yeah, I think it's first year. So I noticed that I am depressed because when I'm around people, I'm fine. But when I'm alone, I feel sad. I get emotional when I'm alone. So I noticed from then that, oh, this might be depression.
Okay. So, did you ever feel suicidal? Did you ever had a thought of committing suicide?
Yeah, I actually had for a lot of times, but I never actually acted upon it. But in that very moment, I wanted to end it all because I didn't feel worth it. I didn't love myself. I just wanted the pain to stop. So I could say that, yeah. But multiple times.
But did you ever try to do it?
No, I didn't.
Okay. So, what you said when you had it, you started feeling emotional. When you were around people, when you were alone, you were feeling alone, and all those things. So, did that affect your relationship with your friends? Or your family members?
To some level it did, because it would be Gabriel?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Do you hear the static?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay. So what I meant was in some way, it kind of affected how I was with my friends and family, because it would be like I was faking it, but I was not. Because when I was with them, I'd be okay. But when I was alone, I'd be sad. So other relationships didn't quite work out because I was depressed.
Okay. So did your friends also notice that there was something going wrong with you?
They noticed when I posted it on my WhatsApp and posted on my social media platforms, but Yeah, they noticed it because, as I said, when I was with them, I was fine. I was like normal. I was it was as if there was nothing wrong that was happening in my life.
Okay. So when they saw that
when they
were posting all those things on your social media platforms, what was their reaction?
They were very like, I'm so blessed that I had and still have great friends, because they were very supportive. They've been there for me like for the longest time, telling me that all will be well, like saying that I have to go to the hospital, like get checked so that I get my medication, like checking up on me, you know, doing everything in their power to make sure that I'm good. So yeah.
But were there some other people who didn't take you serious, who were like, maybe you were just posting it for fun or something like that?
No, that's why I'm saying that I had great friends, so I didn't quite get some backlash or like thinking I was doing it for like the clout or whatnot. So yeah.
Okay. So you see, a lot of times people who go through depression, they don't actually like asking for help. So what was your main reason, or what was different about yours?
For me, the thing is, when I felt emotional and whatnot, when I felt sad, I used to channel that energy into my schoolwork. So I take that energy and channel it into my schoolwork so that I become, you know, proactive and whatnot. But it got to a point where I was like, I can't live like this for like the longest time. And a friend of mine asked me a very like powerful question. She was like, what's going to happen when you don't have schoolwork to like distract you and whatnot? That actually hit a nerve, because I had to, you know, think about it and be like, no, I actually need to get some help on this, because actually, what if, because I'm a final year student, and what if I don't have like schoolwork to distract me and whatnot? So yeah.
Okay, so how will you say your experience
with a
psychologist was, maybe it was great or it wasn't the way you expected, or just a brief about how your experience with the psychologist was?
It was, at first I was like, okay, I'm just going to tell her how I feel, like we'll see how this goes, because I didn't know what was going to happen, because I didn't know anything about that. So it was great. It was powerful. It was informative, because I got to learn about the things that affected me, how they affected me, things I didn't know about myself, things like I took for granted, things that made me the person I am today. So it was, in brief, it was a great experience. I would advise anyone who has depression listening to this podcast, or this recording rather, to take time. Just talk to someone. Like, if you don't want to talk to a friend, just talk to like psychologist. If you don't want to talk to a psychologist, just talk to a friend, because it's a great eye-opener, because I learned things about me that I never knew. Like, till this day, I'm still surprised, like, I am that type of a person, and I didn't understand until I spoke to someone.
Okay, that was really touching.
That was really touching. That was really great.
Yeah.
Okay, so I was doing a little research about
other people who went through depression,
and I got to notice that some of them did drugs and all those things just to their nerves, to stop them to think about the depression.
Yeah.
At some point in your depression or your depressed life, in quotes, did you ever feel to go and take drugs to maybe calm your nerves?
I did, but it was not drugs, but what I want to say is I wanted to like numb the pain, like by drinking alcohol, you know, having a glass of wine, having maybe a gin and tonic, because I wanted to numb the pain. I didn't want to think, I didn't want to feel at that time. But in actual fact, I actually stopped myself from drinking. I and my friends would be like, okay, let's go out and drink. You know, let's go out and drink and have like you know, a session so that we forget about our things. I was like, I don't want to do that because next thing, I'll end up being addicted to this, and at some point it might ruin my life. So as much as I wanted to numb the pain with alcohol, I didn't. Yeah.
So do you think that you could have been able to survive the depression without the help of your friends?
I don't think I would have.
Okay. So your friends played a major role, right?
Right.
Gabriel?
Yes, I said your friends played a major role, right?
Yeah, my friends did.
Okay, that's really a nice story, you know, because your friends are really great. If all depressed people had friends like yours, the world would have been a better place, you know. Okay, so I want to give you like, let's say, 2 minutes or 1.5 minutes. Just advise people who are listening to this podcast right now who are going through depression. They feel there's no way they can find help. Just advise them.
Okay. Because this is like going to be the hardest thing, but I'll try my best. But okay.
Okay, sure.
Hi, guys. Yeah, it's fine. So, hi, guys, again. So, the one thing I'd like to say is, if you're going through depression, like, I know it's hard. You know, you can't even put it to words sometimes. It's hard. But the one thing you could do for yourself is know that you are worth it. Like, there's a reason why you're here on Earth. Like, you are special. Like, you are as much as a of a person as each and every person on this Earth. We need you. Like, during my time where I was depressed, and I still am depressed because I'm taking my antidepressants, I didn't feel like I wanted to be on Earth. Like, I didn't see my value of being here on Earth. But thank God to my friends and my psychologist, I saw the need for me to be on Earth, like, to, because right now, thanks to Gabriel for giving me this opportunity, for telling you guys how my experience went. Please seek help, basically. Seek help. Like, whether it's a friend, whether it's a psychologist, just talk to someone. Yes. And Gabriel, if you don't mind, I think I'll send you a link where I spoke about this, but it was written in a blog, and then you can share it on your podcast.
No problem. It's okay.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so. Wrapping up, I would just like to ask you just one or two questions, then we wrap it up here. Okay. If that's okay with you.
Okay. No, it's fine.
Okay, so have you joined any advocacy group to help people who are depressed? Maybe you joined a voluntary group to educate other people who are going through depression?
I haven't joined anything yet because of this whole coronavirus and schoolwork, but I think in the near future, and thanks to you, I will, you know, consider joining maybe an advocacy group, like maybe like a support group, so that I can like talk to people how they feel, you know, all of that. Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any examination? Let's see, a little NGO group to educate people who are through depression and feeling suicidal and all those things. Your own things. Maybe in the future.
Yeah, I've been actually thinking of that, but I've been thinking of how should I like structure it, because I want to tackle like a lot of things. So I've been thinking of that, and possibly one day it will be like mental health will be one of those topics and like challenges my NGO like foundation will tackle.
Okay. You said you are in your final year at university, right?
Right. Yes.
What particular program are you studying?
I'm studying a diploma in food and beverage operations.
So don't you think it's because of the course that you are reading, that's why you faced your depression? Maybe it was too difficult, or the workload was too high for you.
No, I actually like the pressure, but because pressure makes you, there's a saying that goes, pressure creates the most beautiful diamond or whatnot.
Yes,
so
yes.
The pressure in a sense kind of helped me focus my energy on that, because I learned to like pause, like I focus on my studies to pause. So like the university has been like, and the method that I was in university kind of like helped me like see how my depression affected me throughout the years and whatnot. I don't know if this makes sense.
So do you have any family history of depression?
Not that I know of.
So did you share
yes.
your experience with your friends? Sorry, your family members first before your friends. Or you shared it with your friends before your family members?
I shared it with my parents, then I went to my friends.
So how was the response from your parents?
It was actually supportive, because these are traditional parents. They quite didn't get it until I had to explain thoroughly what depression meant and whatnot. So the support was great, and it's still great, because they understand that, okay, depression is a real thing. It's not like some, oh, this person just needs attention or whatnot.
Okay. I want to thank you a lot for being on my podcast today. Because a lot of time, it's not everyone who wants to voice out their experience to people to feel how it is, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, thank you for inviting
me. Oh, no problem. I'm actually grateful for you being on the show today, you know. I'm really, really grateful.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot from my entire listeners, from everyone here in Ghana. We want to say thank you very much. We wish you the very best in your course. We know you are graduating God willing this year. We pray that whatever you plan to do after your graduation may be successful, so that you can also help people who are going through depression a lot.
Yeah, thank you too. Have a great day now.
Okay, so I hope forward to seeing you in the near future.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
Bye. So should I leave the recording or?
I'll end it, no problem.
So there you have it, guys. From the horse's own mouth. It's always a great experience to hear from people who have been able to survive the problem that you are facing right now. So just a little to add to what he said, I want you guys to know that no matter the problem that you are facing right now, there is always a solution. Just reach out to people. Don't feel too shy to ask people for help. You might think that the person you are actually going to inform about your problem, he will be the one who will go around spreading it to people. But in real times, maybe he might actually be the one who might be able to find help for you. Just reach out to people about your problems. Don't feel too shy, because you actually don't know the one who will be able to help you. And if you want to reach out to me personally, you can send me an email at teenagersanchor@outlook.com or teenagersanchor@gmail.com. And I'll reply you as soon as possible. I want you guys to have a very great week, and I'll see you guys next week. Bye-bye.